To the anima mundi, the soul of the world. The world and the gods are dead or alive according to the condition of our souls. James Hillman. Introduction. In the absence of the ordinary. Day by day we shape a life. Sometimes rather aimlessly, and at other times with deliberation and intention. The more we pay attention, the more we notice the many ordinary moments that add texture and meaning to our lives. Greeting a friend on the street, a shared meal, a quiet walk in the woods, going to the market or gazing at the night sky. Nothing special, simply the ordinary rounds of coming and going. Connection and engagement. We depend upon these gestures to sustain the currency of belonging. These days, however, the felt sense of continuity and participation in our day-to-day world has been radically altered. When the pandemic emerged in 2020, the experience of the familiar was eclipsed as much of the world came to an abrupt stop. In addition, the growing impact of climate disruption, cultural fragmentation, regional conflicts, and economic uncertainty has crashed into our psychic lives, adding to the feeling that we are not living in ordinary times. We can no longer divide the world out there from the world in here. It is becoming increasingly clear that our lives are completely entangled with the living fabric of the world. How could they not be? In truth, we have entered a prolonged season of descent that has taken us down into a different geography. It is a time of gravity and extremes as we witness the hottest temperatures on record, inflamed political discourse, the fraying of social bonds, and the emerging reality of widespread species extinction. In the imagery of myth and fairy tales, we have left the ordinary world and have entered the underworld, a sightless terrain that is shadowy and strange. The underworld is a place of dream and imagination, of gestation and mystery, of uncertainty and silence. This move into the underworld has left our sense of bearing dislodged. We don't fully know where we are at this moment in our shared story. We must learn to get quiet and still. We must develop our capacity to see what Zen teacher and author Susan Murphy calls the dark adapted eye. In this shadowed terrain, we encounter a landscape familiar to soul: loss, grief, death, uncertainty, vulnerability, and fear. We have, in the old language of alchemy, crossed into the negredo, the blackening. The alchemists describe this time as a season of decay, of shedding and endings, of falling apart and undoing. It is not difficult to see these are the conditions of our world. This is not a time of rising and growth. It is not a time of confidence and ease. No, we are hunkered down, down being the operative word. From the perspective of soul, down is holy ground. Collectively, we are not familiar with descent as something valued and essential, and most assuredly not something we consider holy. Most of us live in an ascension culture. We love things rising up, 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 always up. We value success and strength, power and prowess. When things begin to go down, we can feel panic, uncertainty, and even dread. How can we meet these unpredictable times with a sense of courage and faith? Courage to keep our hearts open to face the world as it is, and faith that something meaningful lingers in the descent. How can we, once again, come to see the holiness that dwells in the darkness? To remember the sacredness in the dark, it is important that we become fluent in the manners and ways of soul. By soul, I am referring more to a way of seeing than to some metaphysical reality.